بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. This is the next chapter in the kitab, and it is on commanding good and forbidding evil. That is, the good must not only be encouraged, but it must be commanded. And it must not only discourage from evil, but you must forbid from evil. The previous chapter was on Babu Nasiha, that every Muslim must give advice wherever he can and wish well for others. As he wishes well for himself, he must wish well for others. Now, in this 12th chapter is the command of doing good and forbidding what is evil. This is also a command for every Muslim. Everyone, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun ar-ra'iyyatihi. Each one of you is a shepherd, and each one will be asked about his herd. What did he do about them? So when we see wrong being done, then the actual command is, if we have the power, then to stop it by the force of the hand. And if we can't do that, then with our tongue. And if we can't do that, then with our heart. And that is, make dua. And the last stage is to think of it as evil. And if a person does not even think of it as evil, then it comes in the Hadith Sharif that there is no iman in that person. So therefore, it is a command also for everyone. And at the same time, it is also a command that there must be a group in the Muslims whose only work is this. That is, they are occupied with nothing else but to command what is right and what is wrong. This type of a jamaat, the last what we know of was in Saudia, but that also has been abolished by the government. A group of appointed by the government to command the right and forbid the wrong. And they used to see that at namaz times, for example, that shopkeepers close their shops and go for namaz. And that was done everywhere. In the same way, women's dressing, if it wasn't appropriate, then they would make sure that they would command them that they dress appropriately. But unfortunately, this which was in the whole ummah, all the time throughout the whole ummah, has been completely abolished. But still, we must have that in us, that we can do that again, revive that. And there must be, every Muslim must command right and wrong. But this group of Muslims, their only work must be this, to command right and wrong. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. There should be a group amongst you. And what does this particular group, what must be their work? That they will call towards righteousness. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And they will command the right. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And they will forbid from the evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these are those people that will be successful. In other words, this group, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, stresses so much on the zikr of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah. And he says every masjid, every madrasa, every khanqah, every tabligh jamaat, wherever markaz, wherever it is, there must be a group whose work is to make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And he explains it so beautifully. And he says that, for example, for the toilets of the masjid, or toilets at home also, we have people paid to clean the toilet. And their work is to clean the toilet. And there are so many places where there are people who are dedicated to their only work is to clean toilets. In public places, etc., they will go from place to place just to clean the toilet. So he says, if that importance is in our heart, the cleanliness of the toilet, then the cleanliness of the heart, why isn't that in our heart? That a group of people be engaged just in making zikr, cleansing the heart and drawing the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is also a big fariza, a big duty on the ummah, to see that there be a group that that will call towards righteousness all the time. They will go around everywhere, and their work will be only to call people towards righteousness, to forbid people from evil. Not only discourage them, but actually forbid them. And that can only take place when there is an Islamic government. Unfortunately, there are no Islamic governments left, and there is no Khilafat left, so this whole big duty is neglected. But at least we should be conscious of it, make dua for it, have desire, though we don't have the power to do it, but we should have the desire. And what we can do individually, though we are not doing it full time, but also in our families, with our friends, wherever we can, we must command the right, speak about the right. We can't do it with the hand, at least our tongue we can use, and we can make dua from the heart. But we are very, very negligent of this command also. As we understand, namaz is faraz, rozas are faraz, like this, this is also a faraz upon us, that we must command the right and forbid the wrong. If we can't do it by force of our hands, like today, unfortunately, with our children also, we can't use that power. In some countries, the children will go and report to the police immediately, and they will take the children away from the home, and they will lay charges against the parents. But yeah, we don't have that problem, so we should our children. And then after that is at least our du'as. When we are doing nothing, then we fall so much that today we are encouraging the evil. Like just now what happened, a wedding right in Makkah Sharif by the daughter of one of the imams, and all the worst evil taking place in there. That is where we end up finally. All the worst sin being committed at that wedding, all because we don't command the right, the evil, then eventually we ourselves start doing all the wrong and the evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect the Ummah, and let us understand our responsibilities and our duties, inshallah.